Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Vitavit Show.
Se la musica è da sempre il tuo mondo e ti basta un microfono per sentirti libero, se sei nato con l'iPod e per te la radio non si sintonizza ma si clicca, se per te è una professione o magari è solo un gioco e non importa cosa, ma hai sempre qualcosa da raccontare, se questa volta vuoi far sentire la tua voce, allora Spreaker è la radio che cercavi, dove lo show sei tu.
Tocca a lei, venga.
Buongiorno.
Lei è?
Marco Percucci.
Sì?
Marco Percucci, quello del Vitavit Show, in onda su Spreaker. Presente, no?
No.
Ah.
Cos'è?
Ah, una breve rubrica di un quarto d'ora dove si alternano un po' di chiacchiere nerd e buona musica. Carino, no?
Da dove viene?
Rimini.
Ecco,
ci tu. Grazie. Tutti martedì e giovedì sera alle 18.30 del Vitavit Show in diretta su Spreaker. Nel 2010 l'Italia passa al digitale, 18 milioni di italiani stanno per ricevere una radio con tanti programmi in più, oltre a quelli di sempre. Più intrattenimento, più musica, più informazione, più minchiate, con il vantaggio che anche tu ora potrai perdere più tempo durante l'orario di lavoro. E tutto in un unico ambiente digitale, gratuito e facile da usare. Noi ci siamo, vieni anche tu su Spreaker.com.
Watch that video, the Little Red Show, 8-17, 2015.
See you in the year 2000. Good night.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. And I had the Little Red Show, February 2015. At approximately 9:28 a.m. on August 17th, 2015. Now and then. Today we'll be talking about their friendly reminders of what's going on there in the world, basically. And then we're going to talk about the spider jets that were flying over Sioux Falls, over my location in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, pertaining to the case between me, I guess it's incorporated, and the state of South Dakota. So, yeah, we're going to do today, basically, we're going to do the friendly reminders today on the aspects of the fraud of which the public had done, kind of reminders of why Wells Fargo got sued, main reasons why Wells Fargo got sued because of this issue, because of the mail theft that was stolen from my roommate's mailbox, is the reason why the Wells Fargo got sued. I had never received the information from Wells Fargo, is the reason why they got sued. The signatures were forged to open that bank account. The signatures were actually noted. I did not sign for anything, and besides, I did not give them the authority to use my ID. If there's another duplicate ID out there that is out there, we do know about the information. We don't know how you guys opened that bank account without my signature. We don't know how you guys opened that bank account without Angela's signature. Properly signature, and I had sent the photographs of Angela's signature to Broadcast Business Incorporated by Rich Garza, by which he is noted the situation. I'll give you a little secret about Angela's signature on her G's. If that does not match the signature that was sent to Rich Garza, the signatures are forged. So therefore, whoever opened that bank account without the authority of me, Angela, Tamar Urban, and Tora Ohashi are the ones that are committing to the fraud. Tora Ohashi is from Japan, as well as I am. Angela Himalaya is from the Philippines. Tamar Urban's here in the States. So therefore, if anybody has obtained the banking information of which we have not received, it has been noted, it has been stated. Wells Fargo N.A. did get sued. Wells Fargo N.A. did get a lawsuit. We did look up the videos, and it was noted nationwide. We do patrol. We do prowl the internet internationally. Scout, look, denote anything that is done illegally. Thus, anything with emails or anything like that is tracked, traced, and noted. Thus, returning to your local authority for arrest. We do know all the phone numbers of the emergency services worldwide. This is how we get you guys caught. This is how we get you guys reported. This company, Real Public International, Sumitasa Productions, and Multilingual Network are all multilingual. We do speak multiple languages, and we do know how to interpret multiple languages. As we said before, the reason why this whole purpose of this whole case is basically pertaining to the fraud, including the bank fraud, money laundering, conspiracy to commit murder, and a whole set of charges. This part of the program is final reminders. As of 8/17/15 at 9:38 a.m., my identity has been verified from President Obama. I had sent you guys that information. President Obama is aware of that, as well as other agencies. What else is there? Vladimir Putin, their people of their military has been getting a hold of me. The military does have the United States surrounded at this time. Being to the fact that the United States has not told the truth yet, they're going to be declaring war against the state. Little Bit Show at 8:17:15, 9:39 a.m., 18 minutes in the program. We're going to be focusing now here basically on pertaining to the fighter jets over Sioux Falls and why we track them and trace them. The truth and the purpose of the fighter jets over Sioux Falls is to confirm, locate, note, and to scout along with probing the area. We have been watching the nautical the flight data in the area and noting the fighter jets. We caught them on video as well. They had caught me. They had confirmed where I lived. So therefore, they have not been circling since that day. The fighter jets that has been noted, I have tracked one that was in the area from Dallas-Fort Worth. RPM has been noted. So that has been noted that was one of the many fighter ships that has been circling the area. Noted by the flight aware system. That system is what we use to determine what is in the area, what is not in the area, what should be in the area, what shouldn't be in the area. Pertaining to the copyright, pertaining to the standards of the Defense Administration, Department of Defense, of which whom I talked to previously 2 years ago. When I had talked to the Defense Department, they did give me a scenario, and that's what I should do, to which I had replied back to them properly. I had requested backup for the city of Sioux Falls through the Department of Defense, military status, including the National Guard, FEMA, and other agencies. I do have my ID with FEMA as well, through Denver, Colorado, and that is noted. So therefore, I have been noted. Everybody's aware that my identity has been verified, which many people have tried to deny. The fighter jets, for the purpose of the fighter jets, again, probing, making sure that nothing's going to go out of whack. Probing, all probing is basically to make sure that it's okay for them to come in for everybody else. You guys are aware of the movie called Signs. They use that term, probing. Send in a small group of people to make sure it's okay for the rest to come in. I had requested backup for certain areas. One is in northeast Sioux Falls, including 8th Street. 8th Street and 8th Avenue. Addresses has been noted, and the people in this situation has been noted. <clears throat> 14 minutes in the program. During this whole thing with the fighter jets and everything, basically I had noted the helicopters from the National Guard or the Air Force has been flying overhead as well. Caught them on tape more than once. I have seen similar videos nationwide. It's just not here in Sioux Falls. The United States is going to war over one small issue that should have been fixed long ago. That should have just been told the truth right there and then. The United States is going to war for that purpose. The death of the suicide of Wesley Carey has been noted, to which you, the public, have seen and called the eyewitness service on about. The 911 records has been obtained. John Walsh has been noted, along with other people. The United States Postal Service has not done anything to help this issue. So therefore, they're out of the game. They won't help in the first place to figure out who's been stealing their mail. And by the time they did anything, it was too late. The money came out with the money that was stolen from the federal government. It's way before you guys did anything. and the amount's way more than what you guys had did. Broadcast News Incorporated did not pay the company at all, or has not made any attempt to pay the company in the first place. When the banking information has been stolen from the roommate's notebook, Sam Urban, at 4301 South Lake Place, South Dakota, 50105, try to get the mail carrier aware, along with the post office and the postal inspector, in which they did not do anything. We did threaten with war if this continued, and we meant it. The mail carrier, like I said, if you guys saw that video up on YouTube, that I did threaten the mail carriers and the United States Postal Service with war, it's because my mail was being stolen. That is why I threatened this war. Being to the fact that they didn't listen to me in the first place is why I came out with that video up on YouTube. I will no longer have nothing more to do with the state of South Dakota. I'll no longer have any further contact with anybody in the state of South Dakota. Unless if they're my attorney and they're my people. As I said before in the last program, that my people does not address me like you people in the public does. They will not say that they're trying to protect me, which you guys in the public have said. All they will do is just do it. They're trying to be that way. Okay, I mentioned the program. If any questions, any concerns, anything like that, you want to talk, you do have lines open. 657-383-0568 is the number to call in. If you would like to call in to comment or anything like that. Basket of reminders again. Being to the fact that people have tried to deny things from my tweets and my Twitter, they have since been blocked from viewing my Twitter. It has been blocked from commenting on my tweet. They were trying to say that my ID that I have is a fake ID when it does have my SEC ID number, which the SEC did confirm, which the SEC has noted, which is noted from the SEC's website. And another reminder, too, is that Angela Himalaya does have an FCC ID number as well. Wesley Carey, at the same time, does have has a FCC ID number as well. And goes back all the way to 2003. It's either 2003 or 2002. Maybe earlier than that, too, but that's when that is where they had where he had gotten in with the FCC. The Federal Communications Commission has noted his ID in which they cannot remove his information for a reason. Most likely due to investigative purposes. Eight minutes in the program. When you guys had said that you guys had saw his suicide, one of the main reasons why this whole thing happened the way it is. Wesley Carey is actually a federal worker at the time. That's when you guys had did what you guys did, which I had told you guys not to do, and that's you guys not to do it in the first place. You guys kept doing it. The United States is not at war with Russia. This issue does not have nothing to do with the Philippines. The issue with the Philippines is pertaining to the dispute of waters coral reef of the Philippines between Philippines and China. That is the reason why China's taking the Philippines to war there. Over dispute of waters. That is the only reason why they're taking the Philippines to war. Another reason why they're taking the United States to war here is pertaining to the situation in Ukraine. Six and a half minutes in the program. Everybody, one of the people that had asked these people, being attending to the notice of why I didn't contact them, I did everything I could. I called the police. Police couldn't do anything. I called the state. State didn't do anything. I called Rich Garza. Rich Garza told me to call the police. And the United States Postal Service, they didn't do anything. Rich Garza was the one who actually ordered me to call the police in the first place and to seek legal attorney, of which I did, through the state of South Dakota, in which they had denied. Everything has been done properly. Everything has been noted properly. The issue is that they didn't listen. The question that they said is that, why didn't you contact us? Well, I did. I had the evidence with me. I got the information with me. I got the phone calls with me. I got every single email with me in case of any written purpose for the court case. First charge against the state of South Dakota and Broadcast News Incorporated for misuse, misjudgment, pain and suffering, money laundering, and other crimes, including bank fraud. The crimes also include murder, attempted murder, and conspiracy to commit murder. Three and a half minutes in the program. With the further ado, if there's nothing more we can do here, basically that we do know that you guys had done what you guys had did, and that you guys are the ones that are in trouble. When it was storming yesterday, I'll give you guys a little secret here. People who do know this, and witnessed it themselves. They know what's going on. They know what they did. Without further ado, nothing more to do. All we can do is just say, we told you so. We told you not to do it. Good luck.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Vitavit Show.
Che la musica è da sempre il tuo mondo, e ti basta un no per ti libero. Se sei nato con l'iPod e per te la radio non si sintonizza, ma si clicca. Se per te è una professione, o magari è solo un gioco, e non importa cosa, ma hai sempre qualcosa da raccontare. Se questa volta vuoi far sentire la tua voce, allora Spreaker è la radio che cercavi, dove lo show sei tu.
Tocca a lei, venga da
lei. Uno. Lei è?
Marco Percucci.
Sì?
Marco Percucci, quello del Vita Beat Show, in onda su Spreaker. Presente, no?
No.
Ah, una breve rubrica di un quarto d'ora dove si alternano e buona musica. Carissimo.
Eccoci tu.
Grazie. Tutti martedì e giovedì sera alle 18:30. Show, certo, su Spreaker.
Ci diamo.
Nel 2010 l'Italia passa al digitale. 18 milioni di italiani stanno per ricevere una radio con tanti programmi in più, oltre a quelli di sempre. Più intrattenimento, più musica, più informazione, più minchiate. Con il vantaggio che tu ora potrai avere più tempo durante l'orario di lavoro. E tutto in un unico ambiente digitale, gratuito e facile da usare. Noi ci siamo. Vieni anche tu su Spreaker.com.
This is a production for the Little Bit Show. Copyright 2012-2015 Universal, a network of multilingual radio group in association with the United Nations, a service of World Public Media International, a part of WC47 San Francisco and Conversant Inc., owned by Universal Pictures, Universal Music Enterprise. Email marketing by asia.com and usa.com. All rights reserved.